Oh, so coming up next, we have another Nerdalogs troop member and Green Ranger fan, notoriously, Kevin Reeder, everybody.
Thank you. Yeah. For those of you who haven't heard the Green Ranger story, it's pretty fun. I'm going to talk about junior high for a minute for you guys, and most specifically, playing 8th grade basketball, all right? So here we go. So I always kind of like sports. Sort of. I like being around other kids my age more than anything. Friends are really nice to have. I just didn't like running all that much. Right. So I joined soccer my 7th grade year, and I was okay at soccer. The problem was is that all of my closest friends, the friends that I liked that we played video games with and we hung out on the weekends, they played basketball too. Perplexing. A little problem. I was terrible at basketball. And the reason why is, it's confounded, basically bad hand-eye coordination, but I lived out in the country, and we had a gravel driveway. So if you ever try to dribble a basketball on gravel, it's really hard, because the ball, like, flies really far. So anyways, in 7th grade, I wimped out and I didn't play. Let's back up for just a second. I really want you to understand how terrible at basketball I was. And I'm going to try. So, and this is why I didn't play in 7th grade. So in 7th grade, in PE, we had a section on basketball. The skills test at the end of the class was to do 5 left-handed layups and 5 right-handed layups. And you were graded on how many layups you made. It seems a little ludicrous to me now, but, you know, to, like, grade a child on their ability to or inability to score a basket into a small hole. But that was the case. That's what the test was. I missed all of them. All 10. Utter bricks. Some air balls. Horrible. And my eyes, they welled up with tears. And I looked up into the bright fluorescent lights and in the gym just to dry out my eyes. And in that moment, I had an evil thought. Since we self-reported our results, I decided it was in my best interest to lie. Rather than to admit my own flaws and lack of ability, I lied. I'm not terrible at sports, don't get me wrong. I was the best in the class at badminton, so that counts, right? But my pride consumed me, as well as the thought that I couldn't bear at failing at something. You know, I was a straight-A student, and I was like the kid who just loved academics and loved knowing things, so how could I get a zero? How could I fail? Ugh. All right. So I lied. I said I made 2 left-handed layups and 1 right-handed layup. 3. 3 out of 10. I couldn't bear to lie enough to have a passing grade. 30% was enough for me. But it seemed believable. 2 left-handed layups because I'm left-handed and 1 right-handed layup. But fate would catch up with me, because it was my love of sweatbands and my desire to hang out with my friends that led me to play basketball in my 8th grade year. And I was just as terrible as 7th grade. The only reason I was on the team is because they would let anyone play. And I was the last person in the game if I got in the game at all. There were so many games that I never played in. And I was what was known as a 30-30 player. Up 30 points with 30 seconds left in the game. That's the only way I play. Only way. And if anyone passed me the ball, I would freeze. Literally freeze. I'm on the court, somebody passes me the ball, and I just hold the ball. And I look around. And my coach would yell, "Reeder! Dribble! Dribble the ball! Dribble it!" I never dribbled. I never dribbled. Zero confidence in the game. So there was one game, the 30-30 player that I finally got in, like, significant amount of time. So we were playing the small school out in the boonies of Illinois, even smaller and boonier than my town. The town was called Paw Paw. And everybody in Paw Paw was almost as bad as I was. So I got to play a lot. And I got into the game with 2 minutes and 7 seconds left in the game. And that was the most I had ever played. And to a kid who never saw the floor but for 15 seconds, That was a scary, frightening amount of time. So much time. Too much time. So much terrible, horrible fucking time. I really liked sitting. Not running and being the funny kid at the end of the bench. And, like, making beats and singing into a cup with my friends and doing the bad, like, Bulls intro. Come on, let's go Bulls! Yeah, that's what we did. And so there's 2 minutes and 7 seconds left in the game, and we're up 40 points, and I hear my name, Radar! Oh, shit. I was in. And Papa sucked, so I couldn't suck any more than anybody on the floor already, but I remember it very clearly. I was standing at the top of the free throw line when all of, you know, my friends were gathered around the bucket, and somebody threw up a shot on Papa, and it bricked, and it bounced out, and somebody grabbed the rebound. So, and I was isolated near half court, and somebody hurled the ball at me, and I caught it, and I was like, oh shit, I need to go to the other end of the floor and try and score a basket. Cool. So I grabbed the ball, and I turned, and I dribbled twice, and then I took 18 steps, and I laid the ball in. But it went in, off of the glass, bounced in, scored, and I was so happy. I was so happy. Everybody, the whole bench of kids, all the starters, they were up. They were just cheering. Woo! Ow! And then there was a very, very late whistle. Very late. Because you could see that, like, the high school kid, that, like, it just broke his heart to see this kid be so happy to blow this whistle on this, like, poor rotund, glasses-wearing, sweatband-wearing kid. If you've seen glasses from my junior high years, I'll share a picture with you. They were totally askew on my face. He blew a whistle, and he just made the traveling sign. And my heart sank for a second. But for me, all that mattered was that the ball went in. Thanks, guys.
That's the stuff movies are made of.